how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He would give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
It's Tuesday, November 1st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves." Humility is a funny thing. See, there's a sense in which out of pride we can boast about our humility. All right. Let's take a look at that first. When we talk about us being sinners, we've got to see that our sinful condition is far worse than any of us realize. I mean, we're some messed up jokers. We can actually take pride in our humility. And here's what this looks like. We can begin to develop godly traits in our life: kindness, tenderheartedness, love, patience, and so on and so forth. And in doing that, we begin to notice that others are taking notice of these character traits. Suddenly, people are saying things like, "Wow, you're so nice, you're so good, you're so kind, you're so gentle." And we begin to like it. Like, that begins to tickle our ears. So then we think, man, I will keep doing these acts of kindness, these acts of goodness. And the motive behind them begins to be done with a slight thought, "I wonder what others are going to think when I do this." And so we begin to love having our ego stroked at the notoriety that our humility has gained us in the eyes of others. So what's happened here? It's pride. It's raw pride, showing ourselves to be humble on the outside, but rotten with pride on the inside. And listen to me, we are foolish if any of us thinks that we've been exempt from this temptation. There's an old Puritan prayer that says, "Even my tears of repentance need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb." What this Puritan is saying is that there's a reality that even when I'm in my most humble state, like on the floor, crying and mourning over my sin, I can so easily think, wow, look at how holy and spiritual I'm being. Praying on my knees and crying over my sin while no one is watching, I am one humble guy. See, that's how messed up we are. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, while our motives are not always unmixed and flawless, we do need to see that God is at work in our lives. And He has given us strength so that we can really and truly become more and more humble and actually do things in true humility, not simply to puff ourselves up. See, when grace changes the heart, God begins to do something that is amazing. He begins to peel off the layers of pride and give us strength to train our eyes to just not be glued on ourselves, but to be fixed on Him, and thereby be fixed on others. In this verse, Paul goes from the negative to the positive. He says, "Do not do this, but do this." The very beginning of verse 3 says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit." All right, so basically saying you don't need to be so focused on yourself. Like, please, for crying out loud, get your eyes off yourself. God is at work in your heart and in your life, and so you have the ability now to get your eyes off yourself and put them on Him and then others. And then he goes to the positive. So that's the negative. He says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit." But then he says, "But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves." Humility does not mean putting ourselves down. And we've got to understand that. Humility does not mean putting ourselves down, but rather lifting others up. Ephesians 4 verse 29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." And then he goes on and says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice." All right, so that's the negative. Put all those things away. But this is what we're to do. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. I just want to say, it's a cool thing when we see a church where each member counts the other to be more significant than himself. I want to ask you, are you doing that? And what people have you been putting down with your words, maybe even with your thoughts? Who have you been putting down? It's beautiful when we see the members filled with tender affection, outdoing one another in showing honor, just as Romans 12, verse 10 says. I say, let's do this. Let's do this. And it starts with every member being so in love with God and so sure of your stance before Him that you're just not easily offended. You're not trying to win the approval of man. You're not trying to win the praise of man. But instead, you're humble. You're just humble. And in your humility, you count others more significant than yourself. Let's do this. God has empowered us for this task. May our humility be evident to all, and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life.